What is up, everybody? What is up, 314 Punk? All right. Turn this shit down. Turn that shit down.
Remember whenever your parents used to just yell that to you? You'd want to play the music loud and they'd be like, turn that down. That's not music. It's always funny to me now that I'm older, like, and I'm actually just going to kind of keep the music on loop here in the background because even though you might not be able to hear it, it helps me a little bit instead of it having just be me talking the whole time. But yeah, it's like now that I'm older, I don't even really care to play the music that loud all the time, even though I can whenever I want. I kind of prefer it just at a normal volume. Sometimes I play that shit loud though, because you're just feeling it and you want to go with it. So anyways, 314 Punk. Let's see here. What do we got going on? So you guys are doing me proud. You're doing the St. Louis scene proud because there are a shit ton of shows coming up soon. And that's why I'm doing an episode, is there are 9 shows between now and next Saturday that I'm going to talk about on this podcast. And I posted something over the weekend about what's the next show that you're going to, and a bunch of people sent some stuff out to me, and I really appreciate that. So tell me when you're having a show. DM me. People, don't be afraid to promote your shit. Like, that's what this is here for. Like, that's what this whole concept of 314 Punk is about, is promoting what you're doing. So if you have a song coming out, an album coming out, a video, excuse me, just had a little burp there. If you have a video or a show or anything that you want to promote, and if you're an artist or a designer and you have something cool that you're doing, some kind of art showing or website launch or something like that, hit me up. Send me a DM on 314 Punk and just say, hey man, would you be willing to like shout this out? And I will. There's no requirement. That's what this is about. It's an all-inclusive thing. It's not about like, oh, well, I was going to shout them out, but their music's not very good, or, you know, whatever. It's not about that. Like, that kind of mentality is what divides us. So everybody is going to get a shout out at some point if you hit me up. So let me know what you're doing, because I it's impossible for me to comb through everything that is happening out there. And that's the whole reason why I started this in the first place, is so that you could come to one place, 314 Punk, and know about all the shows that were happening. But I still don't know everything, so you got to tell me. So please do. Let me know. Just let me know. Hit me up. Some people have been doing that, and I really appreciate it. So I'm going to go down the list here. Okay, first and foremost, also wanted to just say thank you all to who all has been listening and have been reaching out to me and saying, hey, I love this. I appreciate that. That's great. You know, maybe it's a little bit of an ego boost. It lets me know that I'm doing a good job. But at the same time, I just appreciate anybody saying that. And it lets me know that people are listening. And if you like this, tell people about it. That's the way that this is going to spread, is I can only do so much as far as putting this out. But the way that this gets bigger is when you tell people. If your friend is playing a show, say, hey man, hit up 314 Punk and ask if they'll throw it up on their Instagram, and we will. So I don't know everything that's happening though. That's my whole point. So I do know one thing though. Wes Hoffman and Friends has a new song coming out on August 27th and a new video that will be premiering on New Noise on August 25th. So pre-save the song. You can just go to my personal Instagram. It's at Wesley Hoffman on Instagram. And the link's in my bio. If you would pre-save that for me, I'd really appreciate it. But my 2 seconds of shameless self-promotion are up. So I'm just going to go ahead and get into it. But tell people about the podcast. Tell people about the page. That's how it grows. So thank you all who have been doing that so far. First show is tomorrow. So I'm recording this on August 10th. You're listening to it on August 11th. The first show that I'm going to talk about is August 12th at the Sinkhole Sinkhole is seeing some action, let me tell you that much. I would say more than half of these shows that I'm going to... Yeah, more than half of these shows that I'm talking about are happening at Sinkhole. So that's one of my favorite venues. I love it. But 8-12 tomorrow at the Sinkhole, Darling Sky. They're an awesome punk band. I've heard them. They've been on the 314 Punk podcast or a playlist. And they're really cool. They're a fun punk band. And then Postal Modern, I have heard them. I've seen them play one time at Red Flag. They were kind of I don't even know how to describe it. I don't know. I hate classifying bands, but like they were good. So check them out. They were kind of a alternative rock band. I think they were a three piece and yeah, I dug it. It was cool. And then they're also playing with An Unfortunate Trend and the Randys. So that's happening tomorrow night. If you go to Darling Sky's Instagram, I think it's Darling Sky is a punk band. You can find more information about that and go to the Sinkhole's website as well. So, second show, August 13th. I'm going to this show. If you're there, my name's Wes Hoffman. Say hi to me if you know what I look like. It's at the Duck Room. I love the Duck Room. I've seen some really cool shows there, and it's just a cool part of St. Louis history. I've seen Chuck Berry play there. I've seen a bunch of other shows there. But the Breakdowns are playing with Dead Format and the Winks. So I really like the Winks. I'm a huge Winks fan. They're an awesome punk rock band, super fun live show. Go and see them. If you go for one reason, go to see the Winks, but go see everybody else too. So, the Breakdowns are, from what I've heard, there's a little bit of reggae maybe in their sound, a little bit of jam band. They sound cool just from what I've heard clips on Instagram. They sound kind of psychedelic. Seems like it'd be fun. And then Dead Format is also cool. They're on the 314 Punk playlist right now. And they're kind of like a lo-fi sounding band. And they're really cool too. I really, really dig their shit. So that's August 13th at the Duck Room. It's $10. Breakdowns, Dead Format, and the Winks. So moving on to this Friday. August 14th. So there's three shows happening on August 14th. So we're going to go back to the Sinkhole for a minute. We got this band called Bardock. And then we have Hardgraves and RDMR. So I can't speak too much to Bardock or RDMR, but I don't know if I'm saying that right. But anyway, that's what it is. It is on the flyer. But I have heard Hardgraves. They're on the playlist this right now as well. So they're really cool. I really liked the song that we put on there, so make sure to check that out. That's at the Sinkhole on Friday, August 14th. And then at the Heavy Anchor, if you want to get your hardcore metal fix, Coffin Fit and Swamp Lion are playing. So that's $10, two-band bill. Should be fun. I love the Heavy Anchor. I've played there several times. I'm going to be playing there again soon. And really enjoy that space, and those guys will be awesome. Coffin Fit is a really, really good band too. So heavy as shit. So make sure to check them out. And then finally, All Ages Show. I really want to check this place out. I haven't been yet. It's in the Chesterfield Mall. It's called Earth Surf Skate Park. I'm a skateboarder. I'm a beginner skateboarder, but I'm a skateboarder. I get out about once a week, and I really want to check this place out, but I'm afraid that if I go, it's going to be too advanced and I'm not going to be able to do shit while I'm there. But anyways, because I can just like barely go up and down ramps right now. But at Earth Surf on August 14th, it is The Suits, Lofty's Comet, Daisy Chain, and The Junkyard. So I've heard The Junkyard. I've heard Daisy Chain. Daisy Chain is this really cool kind of like 90s grungy sound. They got a lot of guitar solos. They kind of remind me a little bit of like Chili Peppers, maybe a little bit of Pearl Jam, that kind of sound, kind of a nostalgic 90s sound. And they seem to have a lot of energy. So that sounds cool. And then The Junkyard, they're a punk band. They've been on the playlist. We're going to be sharing some more stuff from them coming up soon. So they're really cool. Would definitely check that out. Got to take a little quick drink here. I don't know if you've all have. I don't know if you've all tried Truly. If you are a seltzer fan, but I used to drink White Claw and the Bud Light seltzers and stuff like that, and those are good. And the Four Hands and Urban Chestnut ones too. Like I've definitely tried a lot of the seltzers, but this Truly shit is legit. I'm really liking this, you know. I got a pineapple one right now, and it's still summer, so I'm still staying in the spirit of summer and drinking some Truly. Where was I? Earth Surf Skate Park. Yes, so that's August 14th. So far, just do a little recap here because we're about halfway through. We've got August 12th at the Sinkhole, Darling Sky, Postal Modern, Unfortunate Trend in the Randies. Friday, August 13th, the Duck Room, Breakdowns, Dead Format, and the Winks. Saturday, at the Sinkhole, Bardock, Hardgraves, RDMR. At Heavy Anchor, we got that hardcore heavy metal show, Coffin Fit and Swamp Lion. And then All Ages, at Earth Surf, The Suits, Lofty's Comet, Daisy Chain, and the Junkyard. So I'm trying to spread it around a little bit, like throw in, you know, a metal, like... 314 Punk is more than just about punk. You know, if it were just punk, I feel like we'd only get so far. So we're kind of talking about ska bands and metal bands and hardcore bands and designers and artists and photographers. So don't be afraid to just reach out to me if you're like, oh, well, I'm not punk. Like, that doesn't matter that much. This is about underground local music that, you know, fits in within punk. So it's cool. You know, it's going to be broad, but not too broad. Okay. So the weekend is over. It's Monday morning. Monday's over. August 16th is over. And it's Tuesday. And you're like, oh, I got to kick these Monday blues. Well, there is a hardcore show for you at the Sinkhole that you will not want to miss. And I will be there. I hope I'm going to be able to get a ticket. I haven't bought a ticket yet, but Sinkhole is pretty small, so I'm hoping I'll be able to get in. I might have to stand outside. Abrade is playing. Good friends with Nate and Steven from... Nate and Steve from Abrade. Life Sucks is also playing. Chris Merrick, he's a good friend of mine. He plays bass in that band. And then there's three touring bands, and I'm going to see if I can get this right. End It is from Baltimore, Shackled is from New Jersey, and I'm not sure where Side Eye is from, but those are the three bands that are playing. Hardcore show should be a shit ton of fun, so make sure to check that out. I'll be there as well, so say hi. And anytime I'm at a show, I'm going to be posting clips on the story about it. So the next day, on Wednesday, we have another awesome show, Pinkville. Grip Slime and Spiky Mikey are going to be playing, and Grip Slime, I recently just featured them on the page. They're really cool. I don't even know how to describe their sound. It's punk, but it's different. It's different than, it just has a different vibe to it, and I love it. I thought it was fucking cool. So Pinkville is a new band, and that's going to be their cassette release, actually. So make sure to check that out. That's Wednesday, August 18th. And then on August 20th, you know, there's Thursday in between that. I'll be at this show as well. Saint Zosima, Stoker, and Dialogue. if you listened to the podcast that I put out earlier this week, it was with Dialogue. I love those guys. I love their music. They're an emo band. They're just cool dudes, and I love their band. So my girlfriend and I are going to be there that night too. So I'm going to be at three of these shows coming up. It's going to be a busy couple weeks. So, and then finally, the last show that I'm going to mention is August 21st at the Sinkhole. I told you a lot of shit was happening at the Sinkhole. The Whiffs, Cyanides, and the Uppers. The Uppers are a cool band. I'm pretty sure my friend Travis, who plays in Better Days, is in that band too. They're like a punk band. I don't really even know how to describe them too much. Like a lot of these bands, you know, I've listened to like a few times, but I've listened to so many now, I don't want to like overstep my boundaries and say something that's like a little bit too off the mark. So anyways, that looks like a fun one too. And that's everything that I got for you guys. So that's 9 shows. If anyone wants to say that the punk scene in St. Louis is dead, I've got 9 shows starting tomorrow through next Saturday that you can go to. So that's a decent amount. How many bands are on here? I mean, some of these are touring bands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. I'm gonna say 25 because I know a couple of those bands are touring. 25 bands that are like doing shit in St. Louis within the next 10 days? 9 shows in the next 10 days. So, and there's something for every, if you're into punk, there's something for everybody at one of these shows. So check them out. Go to the one that you feel like suits you the best, and have a good time. And a lot of these venues, I know for a fact, Sinkhole is doing this. I don't know if others are not, but they're taking COVID precautions. You have to mask up in St. Louis City. Nowadays, that's how it is. And then, a lot of them are doing, you know, you have to show your vaccination card or whatever. So however you feel about that, that's just the facts. So if that makes you feel safer, great. I just letting you know that that's public knowledge. But there's a lot of cool stuff happening. And I'm excited about it. It's really cool to see this many shows happening. And I don't know if maybe this many shows were happening like all the time and I just wasn't paying attention, but there's a lot of stuff happening. And if we all start going out and supporting these bands, and if you can't go out, do something, you know, if you can't go to the show, share the show on Instagram. If you can't, if there's something that find other ways to support the bands, buy merch, they'll ship it to you. They'll deliver it to you. Listen to their songs, you know, share their songs. Do what you can. Tell your friends about it. You know, sometimes just posting it on Instagram or Facebook or whatever is like, it just kind of gets lost in the noise. But tell your friend about it. Hey, I heard this song. I think you might really dig it. These dudes are from St. Louis. Check out the Winks. You know, that's a really cool. Invite your friend to go to the show with you. Tell your friend about the show. At the very least, say, hey, I'm going to the show. Would you be interested in meeting me there? And if they don't want to, then at least they know about the band, you know. So I've always been that kind of person. I'm a connector. I like telling people about stuff that I like in hopes that they might like it too and that we can connect about it. You know, like, hey, you love this band? You like Knuckle Puck? You might really like this band from St. Louis called Goaltender. Give them a listen and let me know what you think. If you're listening to this podcast and you heard what I just said, go listen to Goaltender and then send me a message on 314 Punk and tell me that you listened to it. That's all that I ask, you know? And that's what this is about. So I'm going to stop rambling. I'm trying to think if I have any more parting shots for you all. I think that's it. Tell people about the podcast, tell people about the page, follow the playlist. Like, this is all about, this isn't about, you know, for me to get more notoriety at all. This is for you. This is for our scene, you know? So tell people about the bands that you like, tell people to follow the playlist, tell people to listen to this podcast, because this is where you're going to hear about what's happening in the scene. And that's what I'm trying to do. And that's what we're doing. And, you know, it's not about even me making, this is not original content. I mean, I guess technically it is, it's original content, but like the content is about the shows. The content is about you and what you guys are doing. It doesn't have anything to do with me, you know, like, yeah, every once in a while I'm going to share stuff that I'm doing because I'm in a band, I'm a musician, and I'm a part of the scene. But, that's what I think is so cool about this page, though, and this idea is that, like, I'm not just creating content and putting it out there. I'm sharing the things that you guys are doing. And I love doing that. I absolutely love doing that. So if you have a show, I'll say it again. If you have a show, a song, a video, an album, if you're an artist and you have a showing coming up, or you're a photographer and you want me to share some of your photos from a recent show that you shot photos at, if you're a videographer, if you're a producer, if you produce records, let me know. I would love to do that. I actually just thought of somebody that I want to reach out to and see if they want to be featured. So thank you guys so much. I'm going to stop rambling. I'm down here at my studio. I'm going to play some guitar. I'm going to do some demoing, maybe play some video games too, and just have a good night. So I hope you all have a great day. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and yeah, much love.